My brain is not currently spitting that information out. It doesn't mean I didn't enjoy meeting you, and really appreciate that. It was great to... it was funny that some... I'd actually met quite a few of the people before.
You had met?
I had met.
Really?
Yeah.
We met... Let's talk about who we've met before. We met Big Fatty before.
Big Fatty.
He came to San Francisco and had a really wonderful meet and greet.
Mark in Canada.
We met Mark in Canada here once when he was out here. We had met... Who else?
I met Mike Lawson.
Yeah, we met him in the city, too. He came...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I didn't enjoy meeting you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1792 of the BFO for Monday the 8th of December 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and I've got a little bit of sad news to pass along to you, Big Fatty. Hello, nuts and bolts. It's Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are nuts and bolts, because that's what Big Fatty's been doing. Y'all, in fact, I've got a batch of the nuts and bolts in the stove right now, and you'll probably be hearing the alarm go off. Big Fatty, should we notify the authorities? No, the alarm telling me I need to go stir the nuts and bolts. Oh, that's very different. y'all, it's the holidays. Big Fatty, it's here. It's just here. In fact, y'all, there's only 17 days until Crema Day. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just unbelievable. Yes. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, Monday the 8th of December, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, it is for someone that most of you probably haven't ever heard his voice, unless, of course, you listen to that little show called The Stars and Tartan. Big Fatty, I remember The Stars and Tartan, because y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Big Fatty. It's for Weena. It is for Weena. Y'all, Weena, of course, is the other half of Nessa. Big Fatty. Weena is from, is he from Scotland? Or I think he's from Scotland. Is that right? Big Fatty, we don't remember. He's from somewhere over there in the UG. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you see, I don't know. Weena may be on the face space. I don't know that for sure. But y'all, if you see Nessa on the Twitty, or you see Weena on the face space, y'all make sure that you wish him a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that your youngest daughter, Nessa, makes him a big old Zumba king. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, since I spoke to you last, let's see, that was on Thursday. It's a quiet day in the coal mine. Old Veda. Veda's gone down to Ratville, and he wasn't in the office, and I had finished up my big project that I've been working on, and So I was real happy about that. Y'all, I took time and cleaned up my office there at the coal mine. Y'all, because, you know, sometimes you just throw shit aside and it just piles up. And y'all, it just became a rat's nest. Big Freddy, a rat's nest. Isn't that where Vader went? No, he went to Ratville, not rat's nest. Well, Big Freddy, what's the difference? Not much. So I did that, and it was just kind of a quiet day there in the coal mine. And y'all came home Friday night, and y'all, I went out, and I was gonna go get me a bottle of Tanqueray 10. Big Freddy, we know you love the Tanqueray 10. It's true. And y'all, I went to the Total Wine, and y'all, I got there about 10 minutes after 7. Y'all, the liquor portion of Total Wine closed at 7 p.m. in the evening. Big Freddy, so y'all, I picked up a couple of bottles of Moose Pea wine. Big Freddy, thank hydrogen that the wine area was still open. It's true. So y'all, I picked that up, and y'all, then I went to the Kohl's, because y'all, I had $15 in Kohl's cash, and y'all, it was burning a hole in my pocket. Big Fatty, you didn't even have it in your pocket. It was in your I-Nata-6 fat. Well, okay. Y'all, my Kohl's cash was right there on the phone. It was lovely. And y'all, I've been looking for something for my sister-in-law for Crema. And y'all, she's hard to buy for, and she won't give you a list or anything like that. So y'all, it's a crapshoot. Big Freddy, you had one of those this morning. It's true. So anyway, my mother, a couple of years ago, made the mistake of saying that she needed chip clips. And I don't know, this has probably been 6 or 7 years ago. And so y'all, all of us in the family, about every package she opened had a chip clip in it. And so y'all, I said, well, I'll see if Kohl's has got some chip clips. And y'all, they got these are the highfalutin chip clips, y'all. These are not the bright yellow ones that you see with the tater chips there in the Von's East. Y'all, these have magnets on it and all this kind of stuff, so you can put it on your refrigerator and all this. Y'all, these have highfalutin chip clips, but y'all, there were four of them on a card, and y'all, I think it was like $8.99 for the card of four, and y'all, they had two cards, so y'all, and plus I had a coupon for 20% off, so y'all, that came to, what, $18, and then you take 20% off, that's $360 off of that, so that brought it down to $14.40 plus the tax. And I said, well, I'll just get that. It won't cost me anything. So I went up there and I used my 20% off, and I used my Kohl's cash, and y'all, it cost me 24 cents because, you know, it's the tax. That's how they get you with the tax. And y'all, then on the way back to the Fat Cave, I stopped by and I had to get petroleum. And y'all, I had one of those gas cans that, you know, sometimes I get there at the Von's East for $10 off. And y'all, the gas was $2.45 a gallon. Is that right? Yes, Big Freddy. No. Yes. No. $2, yes, $2.45. So y'all are filled up, and y'all, and it was lovely, just lovely. And y'all, I love it when you can round off the numbers. You know, the lower the gas goes, the slower the numbers move, and you can round off to even numbers on your petroleum purchases. Big Freddy, you're anal. But anyway, got that, and y'all, came on home and had a big old glass of Moose Pea wine and caught up on some programs on the TV machine. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Big Freddy, we've established that you poop in the bed. You don't need to remind us. Well, not that kind of sleep like a baby. And then y'all... woke up on Saturday, and I piddled around the Fat Cave here. And y'all, then I had gotten a complimentary ticket to go to a sports ball activity. And y'all, so I went and said, "Go team!" And baby, go team! And the team went, and y'all, they won, and it was lovely. And y'all, while I was in the sports ball, y'all, that turnip head, you know the turnip head, he's up there in the northern Mexico. Y'all, he tried to do the face space call with Big Fatty. And, of course, I was at the sports ball, so I wasn't going to, you know, I didn't, you know, no. And so, y'all, a little bit later on, I got back over here to the Fat Cave, and I did the face space call with the turnip head, and y'all, he was wrapped up like a old Mother Hubbard. Old Mother Hubbard, y'all, he had on his toque and his scarf, and y'all, sitting beside him in the car, y'all, sitting beside him in the car was none other than that radish head. And y'all, it was just lovely to see the radish head sitting there next to old Mother Hubbard. And y'all, we just chitter-chatted for a little bit. And y'all, then I came home. What did I do when I came home? Big Fatty, we don't know. I just piddled around. I think I watched some more programs on the TV machine. Y'all, I'm really enjoying that Master Chef Junior. Y'all, it's just amazing what these children can do in the kitchen. Big Fatty, you just make a mess. It's true. And then, y'all, Saturday night, I was on that Stick It With a Poke with Gavin. And who else was in there with us? We had Toppy Smelly and Jay the Haunt Cub and Jim. He eventually showed up. Y'all, he was out dressed as an elf. Y'all, I don't know what he – I think he was trying to sit on somebody's South Pole. Big Fatty Vulgar! Then Timmy Sims came and joined us. And y'all, believe it or not, the one and only Kim Beaver, y'all, she made an appearance. Y'all, she kept getting booted out of the chat room. Evidently, Dante does not care for Miss Beaver. But anyway, she did. She's a stalwart lesbian, and y'all, she just kept coming back. Big Fatty, don't piss off the Beaver. It's true. And So she was in there, and y'all, then, of course, I had to get ready to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights, and Granny and a friend of ours was meeting there. Granny had his office crema party downtown near the Dudley Do-Rights, so he was going to be joining us a little later. And y'all, this friend of ours, we'll call him Ass Licker. Big Fatty, that's vulgar! But Ass Licker was there, and not because he likes to lick ass, it's because he likes to be licked. anyway, I'm never going to hear that. Because, y'all, I say that because, y'all, I found out that Ass Licker started listening to the BFO, so I know he's hearing this, and y'all, he probably has just TT'd in his pants. Anyway, we called up, and I was telling him about buying the new Fat Cave and gave him all the information. And y'all, Granny came in, and y'all, he walks in, and he bends over, and he goes, "I am so fucked up." Y'all, it was just sad. It was just sad to see him in that predicament. But y'all, we had a couple of cocktails and then came home, and y'all, the weather has turned chilly. It's turned chilly. Big Fatty, your willy is chilly. It's true. And y'all got up on Sunday. Y'all, I went out and I had brofkas, and then I went out to the Sam's Club and did a little shopping out there. Picked up a few crema presents and all. And some makings for some of that lemon chicken soup that I like to make. And y'all, it's cooking right now. I'm going to have me a big bowl of that as soon as I finish recording. And then came back, rode by the new Fat Cave just to see how the neighborhood is all decorated up for the crema and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, then I came back and I piddled around the Fat Cave here. Then I went to the Von's East and picked up the rest of the ingredients for the chicken soup. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Had to pick up a few things. Y'all, they have these little, the Von's East is running a special, buy one Hallmark item, get one free. So y'all, they had these little gift card bags that had, Big Fatty, you gotta go stir the nuts and bolts. It's true. Y'all, I'll be right back. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, how can you already be back? Well, it's the magic. It's the magic. Big Fatty. So anyway, the little gift card bags had coal on it. So I got those and got one of them for free. Y'all, I had to have orzo pasta. They didn't have any, so I got the little bitty, the tiny shell pasta to go in there. Y'all, they have the Russell Stover candies, boxed candies, pre-wrapped on sale. Buy one, get one free. So my mother loves the chocolate-covered cherries, so I got her a box of those. Y'all, got some celery, got oregano, y'all, I got me some Orville Redenbacher popcorn. Y'all, I got stick carrots. I got matchstick carrots. I got pretzel sticks. I got an onion, some lemons, and some spinach. And y'all, I spent $30.31, but I saved $15.25. Big Fatty, you're all choked up for some reason. I know, I don't know, understand that. Big Fatty. Y'all, a sad note to pass along to you. The Turnip Head on Sunday told me that he saw on Facebook that Taylor, the Latte Boy's father, passed away suddenly and unexpectedly. I don't know if it happened on Sunday or Saturday, but y'all, just out of the blue, it was a shock to all. So y'all, keep Taylor and Babalu and his entire family and friends and all in your thoughts. Yeah, guys, y'all, Timmy Sims on Sticking with a Poke on Saturday night made me realize I hadn't heard a little show from Timmy Sims in a while. And y'all, I don't know what's happened, but the iTurds unsubscribed. Big Fatty, why did you unsubscribe from Timmy Sims? It happened in iTurds. So I've been catching up on Timmy Sims. And Timmy Sims, I didn't know Lexi was involved in a car accident. I hope the Big Fatty, poor little Lexi, and this happens to Turnip Head too. He got in a car accident too. No, the unsubscribe thing. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, and like I said, y'all keep Taylor in your thoughts, and send good thoughts to him and his family and friends as he's going through a real difficult time, I'm sure. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes, and y'all, they were chitter-chatting about folks that they had met before the Pride 48, and Big Fatty is happy to say that he has met both of them. And Calvin, just out of curiosity, what words would you never say about Big Fatty?
And I didn't enjoy meeting you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Fatty, those boys are just hearts of gold.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.